What up, heroes? This is James. Look, beware in victory, beware of the ones telling you to quietly celebrate as to not offend the enemy. They may not be on your side. James, what are you talking about? Look, I'm talking about the annihilation, the throat stomp, the elbow drop off the top rope victory of overturning Roe v. Wade. Now, what we have is a whole lot of caveat bros, caveat Christians who say stuff like, well, Roe v. Wade is overturned, but the church need to blah, blah, blah. Or don't celebrate, but don't be prideful. Or celebrate, but make sure you don't smile about it or whatever foolishness is going on. This is a victory. It's a victory, and I'm excited about it. Look, Margaret Sanger started something a long time ago called the Negro Project. It was a eugenics project to get rid of who she called the weeds. Who she called the weeds, and who she called weeds? Black folk. Black folk were the weeds. And if you know anything about the abortion history, you know that most of the abortions are done by who? Black women, to destroy black babies. And it comes from the same mindset of eugenics. Did you also know that Margaret Sanger used to have an award for those pastors that she used, the pastors, I'm using scare quotes, those pastors that she used, the ones that had the best eugenic sermon would get a Margaret Sanger award? Look it up. Hopefully Google doesn't scrub it before then. But listen to the scripture. Always want everything tied to the scriptures. When justice is done, it is joy to the righteous, but terror to the evildoers. And that's what I mean by in victory. We just had a major victory in 49 years. 49, almost 50 years. We had 63 million abortions. 63 million abortions, that's 63 million babies that were slaughtered or murdered in the womb for nothing other than convenience. 99% of all abortions are done strictly because of convenience. They can't afford it. They don't want to be a single mom. The husband and the wife are arguing. The boyfriend is not there. There's no support. It's going to mess up my life. I can't go to college. I can't play basketball like I want to. When men buy it, it's because I don't want to be a father. I don't want this. It's all convenience. Right? And this idol has been beat down and destroyed by God. And this is what people have been praying for. Those what the new Life Center in Dayton, Ohio, and Pregnancy Resource Center, and all these other centers that have been working to help women in crisis have been praying about. And how dare you, as Christians, caveat their celebration? Well, you can celebrate, but what about the people that are hurting? I saw a pastor on Woke Preacher Clips, and the pastor was crying, saying because of the overturning of Roe v. Wade, people are going to die. But I guarantee 2 weeks ago, he wasn't crying over the thousands of babies that were murdered just the day before. Like, there's been people dying, again, 63 million babies. 60 million babies. That's blood on our hands. That's blood on America's hands. I think the Holocaust was, if I'm not mistaken, the Holocaust wasn't even that many, 63 million people. I think it was in the millions. think it was 11, no, 6 to 11 million, somewhere in between there, people died in the Holocaust. 63 million babies over a 50-year period. And you don't expect us to celebrate? You don't expect us to be excited? But what about womb to tomb? What about, so you're talking about, so abortion, which is 63 million, is the same as us paying for welfare and making sure women feel comfortable when they fornicate and they get pregnant and the man's not being around and things like that. Like, no, we're not doing womb to tomb. We're celebrating the fact that Molech, the idol, that demon has been slain. We're celebrating that. And I'm holding a whole lot in, a whole lot of emotions in, because I want to be really cool, calm, and collective when it comes to this. But I am sick of the caveat bros, or the pastors that didn't really say anything, or the pastors that said something but said but at the end. But make sure that, like, what other thing, when your team won the Super Bowl, did you stop celebrating? Did you stop, or did you call people and rub it in their face? I'm not telling you have to do that. I'm just saying, what other celebration is cut down because the other team will be mad about it? What other celebration is cut down because of that? I don't know either. There's no other team that a celebration of a victory has to be cut down because the other team might get mad. David, there's this meme going around about David holding up the head of Goliath. And there's people talking about, oh, David, that's not Christ-like. Oh, how would the other people feel? How would the Philistines, make sure you pay attention to the Philistines' feelings. Like, would that doesn't happen in the scriptures. When victory was won, they celebrated and praised the Lord who gave the victory. They had feasts, they had festivals, they were singing, there was dancing, there was food, there were sweets, there was all these things. But what happened in the term of Roe v. Wade, what we end up getting, what spread across the social media was people doing celebrate, but, or Gospel Coalition, or was it Christianity Today? One of them, we shouldn't celebrate. There's so many women hurting. There's so many women that feel that they can't murder their babies. And they really wanted to murder them. And now they don't have a chance to murder them. But they really wanted to murder them. Won't you donate some money so a poor woman can murder her baby? Won't you just help? Don't celebrate. You make the baby murderers feel bad. You don't celebrate. You turn them off to the gospel. You're the type of person, the reason why they don't come to church, because you're arrogant. You're prideful. You think Jesus Christ is for all of life and not just for the church. You think Jesus Christ is Lord of all and not just Lord of the church. You think Jesus Christ is Lord of the whole world and all need to obey Jesus Christ. All need to obey. The either every knee will bow on this earth or every knee will bow on the other side. You think that, you are arrogant. Won't you help the baby murderers? Won't you help them? They feel so bad. Right? That's how they do it. Like, but no, this is a time for celebration. I don't know if it's going to be a week-long thing. I don't know if every June, I think it happened on 24th, need to be a day of feasting and we celebrate and bring out the tools as a day to remember. I'm not used to it yet. I'm still in shock. Never thought of what happened. But we need to be a part of a church that celebrates this. If your church is not celebrating it, or if your pastor does the, it's pro, you know, yay, but we need to, if they do the yay, but talk to the dude. You might have to have a conversation with him, because there's no other victory that you do that with. When you play baseball, when you play softball, when you play football, when you play any sport, you are allowed to celebrate your win without any caveats. In any war, you're allowed to celebrate your win without any caveats. Without any caveats. Yes, I understand that this war is not over, but we have won a big battle, and it's time for us to take it statewide, right? And we won't rest. We won't stop fighting until all baby murdering stops. All of it. All of it. All of it. I am anti-abortion. I'm anti-murder. Oh, yeah. I have a past to prove it. I am anti-murder. Oh, yeah. And you should be, too, as a Christian. No caveat. It's okay to celebrate. That's what C.R. Wiley said. Celebrate without caveats. No buts. Because like I said before, go back to my notes so I won't mess up. In victory, beware of the ones telling you to quietly celebrate as not to offend the enemy. They may not be on your side. Why? Proverbs 21 and 15 says, when justice is done, it is joy to the righteous, but terror to evildoers. It is joy. Overflowing joy, celebrating joy. But it's terror to the evildoers. And for those who are confused and don't know what to do and you stumble past this video, I want to give you something. They lied to you. They lied to you. Moloch, you sacrificing your baby was never going to give you what they promised. You killing your child was never going to give you what they promised, what it promised. It wasn't going to give you success. It wasn't ever going to give you that. They lied. Sin never keeps its promise. It never delivers. But Jesus does. Jesus delivers. And he could deliver you. There's forgiveness for you. There's a right relationship with him. There's a family. There's a father that will never leave you or forsake you. There is hope in Jesus Christ. There's redemption in Jesus Christ. There's reconciliation in Jesus Christ. There's forgiveness in Jesus Christ. That idol, that Moloch, that idol will never give you redemption, never give you fulfillment, never reconcile you, never put you in a right standing. It will never deliver what it promised. But Jesus Christ will. And that's facts. That's facts. And that's all I got to say, really. Celebrate. 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 Don't let anybody keep you from celebrating, Christians. Celebrate. All right. And we are out.